WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
Swing along, children, swing along the lane. Lift your head and your heels mighty high. Swing along, children, tain't gonna rain. Sun's as red as the rose in the sky.
This edition in our series on American popular song is devoted to the music of Will Marion Cook. We're listening to Paul Robeson's 1933 recording of Cook's best-known song, Swing Along, from his musical In the Homie, the first full-length Broadway musical written and performed by African Americans. It opened on Broadway in 1903, the same year that W.E.B. Du Bois' book, The Souls of Black Folk, was published. In the Homie traveled to London, where its hit run included a command performance at Buckingham Palace. My guest Tom Rees compiled and edited a book containing the complete score of In the Homie. Rees directs the American Music Research Center at the University of Colorado, Boulder, and is the author of Just Before Jazz. I asked Rees if he thinks that Will Marion Cook's songs managed to transcend the coonsong genre.
Oh, very much. And I think it's particularly clear in some of the In the Homie songs. I can't help but think that was one of the reasons he was so proud of that show. He really did pull the wool over a lot of folks' eyes. And if we look at, say, a song like Swing Along, this wonderful, grand opening chorus.
For which he actually wrote the lyric.
For which he wrote the lyric. And that's important because he did not write all the lyrics of his songs, but this one he did. Swing Along is the opening chorus of In the Homie, the big number. It's immediately syncopated. Swing along, children, swing along the lane. Well, so far, so good. No deviation necessarily from the stereotype of the happy, dancing, singing darkie. However, as the text moves along, lift your heads and your heels mighty high. Swing along, children, tain't a-gonna rain. Sun's as red as the rose in the sky. Come along, Mandy, come along, Sue. White folks a-watchin' and seeing what you do. White folks are jealous when you's walking two by two, so swing along. I love the sense of warning. I think some people could listen to that and say, wow, this is just a happy song, like it. But of course, listening carefully, this is a Black Pride song. He plays that interesting verbal game. It's a way of saying, we're here. We're on the stage, look at this, and we're doing something that you thought you knew about. You thought we were just singing syncopated coon songs, but in fact, we're doing something a little more than that.
Now, it's interesting that two of Cook's lyricists were among the most esteemed African-American writers of their time. Paul Laurence Dunbar, a very well-known poet, and the writer James Weldon Johnson, who, among other things, wrote the lyrics for what has become the African-American national anthem, Lift Every Voice. And it's just so paradoxical that they should also be writing these songs that kind of walk the line between the stereotypes of coon songs, but also this kind of new sense of Black pride in the songs.
I think we have to always keep in mind what a really an oppressive situation this was for African Americans. There's segregated seating in the theaters where they're performing. There had been a race riot in New York where literally the Broadway performers had to run for their lives and hide in the cellars and basements. So this was a period in which standing up and speaking your piece was a revolutionary act. When Lift Every Voice and Sing was written, of course, the context was different. This was as an anthem, as a piece for the group, for African Americans in, you might say, formal assembly or in church or at a political meeting. The theater, of course, gives you protection because it's a comic arena. It's supposedly an imaginary setting. And so the songs there have to be coded in a different way, you might say. But I think you have the same kind of pride and militancy in both areas. They're just expressed slightly differently.
Cook's musical In the Homie was the first full-length Black musical comedy to play at a major Broadway theater. What else was significant about this musical?
The show itself, I think, is important because it does contain several large choruses. And the very fact that these choruses were moving, dancing, singing all at the same time was something the critics just loved, that kinetic quality, that busyness that we get from adventure movies, was simply not available to people except in the stage or in the live stage. And the models for opera or operetta up to this point had been fairly sedate. If one imagines, let's say, a chorus in a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, you don't think of, you know, arms and legs flying and people rushing across the stage. Consistently, what the critics remarked on was the movement.
I'm going to ask you to choose one of your favorite Cook songs and talk about what's going on musically in the song that makes it so interesting to you.
I think one of my very favorites is A Brown Skin Baby Mine. The text is, "She ain't no violet, she ain't no red, red rose, and though the lily of the valley's sweet, she's sweeter yet, I knows." Now, that's a pretty nice text to begin with, but Cook takes that wonderful word violets, and it's with that word that he matches the one syncopation in the line. So it goes, "She ain't no violet," and it lifts the song in a wonderful way through its first phrase. It's a wonderful tune.
Well, our guest performers are going to do Brown Skin Baby Mine. Tom Rees, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Terry.
There's a charming, dark-eyed little lassie that I know, who with tender teasing glances sets my heart aglow. Laughing eyes and lips like cherries, lone in picking time, browner than the huckleberries ripening on the vine. She is no violet, she is no red, red rose, and though the lily of the valley's sweet, she's sweeter yet I knows. She is no tulip rare, nor morning glory fine, but amongst the flowers fair can't none compare with brown skin baby mine. No violet or red, red rose. She is no tulip rare, nor morning glory fine, but amongst the flowers fair can't none compare with brown skin baby mine.
Vrinal Bonnaries and Dick Hyman. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. This edition of our series on American popular song is devoted to the music of Will Marion Cook. Guest performer Terry Burrell is going to sing another song from Cook's 1903 Broadway musical, In Dahomey. The song is called On Emancipation Day. The lyric was written by poet Paul Laurence Dunbar. The song represents a transitional period in pop music. Cook and his collaborators were attempting to free their music from the stereotypes of minstrelsy, but they had to work within certain minstrel show conventions because of the commercial demands of the period, as you'll hear in the lyrics. Here's Terry Burrell and pianist Dick Hyman.
Streets are gay on the way, all the alleys done turned out. Mr. G- skies with Miss Niles. Make a figure without doubt. Here they come, lower that drum. In the black band holds the sway. Set the brass, give it sass on Emancipation Day. Darkey standing on tiptoe, making goo-goos at the show. On Emancipation Day, clear the way. Brass men play in several tunes. Darkies' eyes look just like moons. Marshal of the day is strutting, Lord, but he is gay. Coons dressed up like masqueraders. Porters armed like rude invaders. When they hear them ragtime tunes, white folks try to pass for coons. On Emancipation Day.
Thank you for doing that. Cook sure knew how to write catchy songs and really interesting syncopations. I realize it's unlikely that anyone is going to sing that lyric to celebrate Emancipation Day in contemporary times. But the music really is interesting. Dick, would you say something about what's happening in that piece? And that's the same piece that you opened the show with. You played a solo version at the beginning of the show for us. It's very rich.
It is. I mean, besides the attractive melody, it's got some great chords in it. And this kind of counter melody harmony. Very legitimate and very... Enterprising, you might say.
By legitimate, you mean you hear the classical training that he had in this composition.
Yeah, very much. I mean, everything is right. It's according to the best books, you might say.
As our listeners, deal with the lyrics that we're hearing today with words like, coon and darkie in it, that you might consider that in 1900, which is the same period as the songs we're hearing today, James Weldon Johnson wrote the lyric for the song that became the African-American national anthem, Lift Every Voice. And in fact, James Weldon Johnson was one of the songwriting partners of Will Marion Cook. He wrote one of the lyrics for a song in Indahomie. So, Terry, I thought I'd ask you to sing Lift Every Voice, because it's an interesting companion piece to On Emancipation Day.
It certainly is. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicings rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Terry Burrell and Dick Hyman
at
the piano. And the lyric for that song is by James Weldon Johnson, the music by his brother, J. Rosamond Johnson, and they wrote it to commemorate Lincoln's birthday in 1900. We're devoting today's Fresh Air to reviving the music of composer Will Marion Cook. Now, there's one song of Will Marion Cook's that's become a jazz standard. It's called I'm Coming Virginia. But the funny thing is, he didn't write the music for this. He wrote the lyric. The music was composed by Donald Haywood. Ethel Waters recorded the song in 1926 with Cook conducting the orchestra. She also sang it in 27 when she made her Broadway debut in Africana. Vernell Bonarice is going to sing it for us with Dick Hyman at the piano.
Stop the traffic to Dixie. Hold it right on the line. Don't want nothing betwixt me and that old home of mine. I'm so tired and so lonely. Every hour seems a day. For there's one and one only understands when I say I'm coming, Virginia. I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it against me for running away. I tried to forget you and found I'm all wrong. Neath your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon a dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home. I'm coming, Virginia, I'm coming to stay. Don't you hold it again me for running away. I've tried to forget you and found I'm all wrong. Neath your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon a dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I know I'll never will roam. I'm coming, Virginia, you're my Dixieland home.
Well, I want to thank our guest performers. It's really been great to have you here and to revive the music of Will Marion Cook. Our singers have been Vernell Bonarice and Terry Burrell. Dick Hyman has been our guest pianist. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll hear more about Will Marion Cook after a break. This is Fresh Air.